It's Brett Michaels.
Hi, Brett Michaels. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and even better now that I get to speak with you.
It is great to hear your voice, and so looking forward to coming back and playing again. And last time we were there, oh my God, what it was, put it this way, a memorable party with a couple chunks of the night missing. So it was a really good night.
That's awesome, because now they're going to make it standing room only, so more can party along with you.
Oh, we're bringing them all in. Here's what happened. I warned everybody. I'm this guy. I'm very sincere, but I'm straightforward. I told everybody, I just want you to know my fans are fun. My family, but my fans, friends, listeners, they're fun. But they want to be up front. They know I'm up there singing with them. We're slapping five. We're having a great time. I said we better be prepared. And we told him we better be prepared. They're going to be up front rocking and partying and jumping and singing. And that's what I always love, and that's what it was. So I think they just immediately opted for standing room only this time.
Well, yeah, I think the cheers probably got in the way. You know, your performance is not a seated, I guess is the word, type of...
Seated and seated.
Yes, all of the above. Can you tell I'm a professional at this?
Let's copyright that, you and me, immediately.
Yes,
there's
please.
No more unsetted performances.
Exactly. Put it on the t-shirt. Approve it. Let's roll with it.
Here we go. Well, I am, again, looking forward to it. I can't wait. And, again, having been always constantly putting out new music, but I can't thank everybody, yourself, for cranking up good tunes. And Back in the Day is one of my, again, one of my, I just wrote this song as a, just a feel good, great rock riff, simple song, hook in the chorus. A thank you to the DJs and VJs that keep the music rock and real and relevant. And what I said to everybody when I wrote this, I grew up in, you know, both Pittsburgh and Mechanicsburg a little bit, spent a little time in Philly, covered the Turnpike, right? And I would drive with my friends. We'd either go up in the mountains, go to the lake, go up Sandy Lake. We go up to, you know, drive down to the shore. And we just then and now, if you saw me now, I'm not sure I've really grown up. I still crank up the music. You know, I take my friends, my kids. I'm a road trip guy. So I make them turn the phones off. We crank up music. We sing. And it's just good for the soul. And that's what Back in the Day as a song was about. And then the video, I said, I want to throw this back to a really good feeling early MTV day feel with the green screen, pop-up video captions, archive footage, a story, and just let this thing rock. Just let it be a good rock riff. Don't overthink it. It's just meant to be a good feeling song to beat the winter blues.
And with your video, how hard was it to get all these clips and put it together? Because, you know, now we're in the digital age, and you can clearly tell that these look like Polaroids. And
oh, yeah. No, it. Let me tell you something. When I am the real me is completely hands-on. So I like the Party Girl tour. I sit down, I create it, I produce it. But where, for the listeners to truly understand, I'm one of those guys that I'm a dreamist. I dream big, but I'm a realist. And then comes this, man, I want to do this, this, and this. And then comes the big question, great, how are you going to do it? So we sit down, we have to film it. So you storyboard out, look, I'd like to sing this in front of a green screen. I'll get in 12 different positions. In other words, let me word that correctly. That may not have come out correctly.
No, this is a real music video.
Yes. 12 different music video.
People. There you go.
So I moved all over the place. We filmed that in front of the green screen in different angles. And then we start to create both the story. So you create actors in the story, and then you find archive footage. And all of this derived from my first autobiography is called Auto Scrapography. So I have all these tons of timestamp images and moving old Hi8 video stuff. And then we just went through and picked the right pieces that might have said, here's me playing guitar at 3 years old in front of the Christmas tree, and then here's me at the stadium this summer strumming the guitar. And it really, for some reason, the video just really resonated. It hit. It takes time to build up millions of views, especially when you're an established rock band. You know what I mean? We've been doing it for a long time. I'm not the new kid on the block. So I said, look, let's let it out there. Let's get real, unique views. And we're crossing the 2.5 3.5 million views in less than, what is it, a week and a day or whatever. You know what I mean? It hasn't been very long
since right.
the real release. And I think that for me, it, besides that being a good feeling, bear with me, I wrote this song really as a celebration of everybody trying to find what is, I call it their beach. I just said mine is driving to this day. I turn music on and I said, going through the last few years of this crazy pandemic, it is so good to be around people, to be going to sporting events, concerts. It's just, that's what this was about, to celebrate it, just good times.
So as you are on the road, who are you listening to?
Are you ready? Now, I am, you need to know this, I have a wide open, I'm a no categorized guy, right?
I'm the same way.
It's true. See, I think, can I tell you something? I think most people think like you and me, like, let me give you an example. For me, this is where I've been in my life. I've been on stage with everyone, and they've been on with me, Jimmy Buffett to Jimmy Page. Then all of a sudden, a couple weeks ago, it's me and Pitbull, then me and Flo Rida. There's no, like, we go up there, and I said this over and over, music is a universal language. It's a soundtrack to your and my everyday life, and what works for us, meant to unite us, not divide us. That's what's happened with me. But the music I listen to is runs such a gamut. Again, my favorites always, you know, my classic rock guitar riff. I love my AC/DC. You know, I love my Aerosmith, and that list goes on and on. I love my Southern rock, my Skinnards and Outlaws and Allman Brothers. But then I love country and I love pop. Whatever floats my boat at that moment. Especially
right, yeah, it's
out.
Whatever you're feeling, your mood, you know. I can go from one extreme to the other, and I think it surprises people, too. They're like, really? You're listening to some Keith Sweat right now? Like, yeah.
Yes. Bear with me. Let me say this. That's me. And then the shows I do, you know, I did a private event. I'm like, you know, I'm in the mood. Let's put a bunch of pop artists and myself together. Let's do a show. Also, let's do a show with Cyndi Lauper. Let's go up to Canada and that's what I'm trying to do also on the Party Gras tour. Regardless of what phase of it you see, I have many different artists joining me throughout the 23. But if you come into the room, when I throw a show, when I come to see you guys, what happens is the mixtape, I literally have a mixtape of what I make is every style of music from Black Eyed Peas to Metallica to Kenny Chesney, whatever. All of a sudden, it's just a bunch of hits mixed together, and we spin it like DJ style, and people just are out there singing along and having the time of their life.
That's awesome. So how does it feel now standing on stage and seeing three, maybe four generations supporting your music now?
I'm going to tell you, it's unbelievably amazing. And as a father, my daughters, let me say this before I go into the stadium tour version, but my daughters threw a party the other day. Now, they're 21 and 17, and everyone at the party was listening to all kind of music. But you want to know what they were singing the loudest and partying to?
What's
was
that?
GNR, AC/DC, Poison. Like, they were all singing at the top of their lungs, Talk Dirty to Me. And that's what they were partying the hardest, meaning, let me watch how I word that, they're my kids.
Right, yeah. Saying, yeah, how do you feel about your girl singing Talk Dirty to Me?
I get it. Let's switch that over to Nothing But a Good Time.
Okay. There you go, okay.
They were singing Nothing But a Good Time, but all their friends were laughing and enjoying it, and they knew it word for word. And again, you look at it, when I see you there, when I see you out on the stadium tour, that is three, and I'm not kidding you, you said it best, possibly a fourth generation, and that's an amazing feeling that the music has withstood the test of time.
That is. You, like, started right in what, like, back in high school?
Hell yeah. Let me tell you this. Let me give you my Mechanicsburg High School extravaganza. So they hired us to do the dance, not knowing we were going to play original material and mix it with AC/DC, Judas Priest, you know, things of this nature. We put up more risers in the gym than Kiss had at that point. They're like, what's happening right now? We built this stage. Of course, we didn't have any lighting, so you couldn't see us. But we had lots of school risers, and we dreamed big. You know?
Yeah.
And I've been writing music since then, and to this day, when we see each other, I'll play you the endless amount of beatbox from the mouth guitar riffs and drum beats I have on my phone.
Oh, cool. Because is that what you do now? Instead of, like, the, you know, old school of pen and paper, are you recording now into your phone and stuff, like lyrics and ideas?
No, let me explain.
Okay.
I do it in my phone quickly. So if I get an idea, when we're done with this, something hits me, and it's what happened with the Rock of Love with the theme song. I was like, bow down, chicka down, down, bow down. I'm like, boom, bah, boom. Like I'm doing the boom, 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 boom. I do the drum beat. I lay enough down so I remember it.
Uh-huh.
With a little touch of my extra energy / ADHD, right?
Okay.
So I know it may slip away.
Right.
So I put it down, but then I still got to go. My daughters, don't laugh, Rain in Georgia call it my hillbilly hard drive.
Oh, really?
It's my pen and paper. I have to have pen and paper.
I'm still the same way.
I have to write everything down. The stage I design, I literally take a pencil and design my stages, even for the stadium, for the Party Girl tour, with pencil and paper, and then I erase snow. Let's reposition the lights and cryo here, and then I draw it up, and then I eventually hand it to a professional that can make it look good.
Right.
I'll put it up. Have your listeners watch in a day or two. I'm going to put up a piece of paper that I drew out the stage. You're going to laugh. When you see the way I drew up the ad mats for the Party Girl tour, when you're done laughing, just enjoy the uniqueness of what I knew what I wanted, and then I just had someone decipher it for me.
Oh, that's awesome. I know I'm going to just like throw this out there, but we always do little charity events and stuff throughout the year. So if you ever want to doodle something up for us and send it to us, we will be gladly to put it in one of our events if you don't mind.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that up to a whole other level, because as a lifelong diabetic, my whole thing from the beginning of my career, when I could rub two pennies together till now, I always donate with my Life Rocks Foundation. So we're going to pick one of your charities, and then we're going to make an amazing custom cowboy, one of the custom cowboy hats, one of the drawings. We'll doodle it up and sign it. But also, we got to get you something amazing to kick off the charity, and I'll make a donation from my Life Rocks Foundation from the show. That.
Oh my gosh, Brett, thank you so much.
It's done. It's done. It will happen. I'm a 501c3, penny in, penny out, so we will make it incredible, and I know this is technical, but if who you're working with is a 501c3, it just makes it easy and legit and great.
Yes. Wow.
Consider it done. So we'll kick it off. We'll make a donation to start it, and it will be unbelievable. And then we'll auction off the hats, the doodle drawing, and put it into the 501c3 and send you the check.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. I'm so appreciative.
It's done. You're hearing I'm saying it, and it will happen.
Oh, thank you. From all your charity work and your music and TV, like movie, like your list goes on and on. Do you make time for yourself?
I do. And here, go with me on this. Like, while I'm speaking to you now, right, I'll go out and say, like, I'm home today. We were on the road. I'll go in the gym. I do my stuff. I get the family. We go down to the beach. And if I say, hey, I need a minute, I've got to do an interview. My life intertwines, my professional and personal life, it all intertwines. I call it the big gray. It's one big, beautiful gray area, because I don't know how to divide it, because my passion for still making music and being creative, it exists. It's also what I do professionally is also the things that we love personally. So we just make the time to, you know, while I'm on the road, I find time to see friends and family, and you just make it work.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so you can have some of that time for yourself. I just have one last question for you.
Sure.
What's next on your list to accomplish? Are you one that just kind of lets things happen?
So I would love to tell you it just happens. The way it happens is spontaneously I get an idea, but I'm a realist. So I'm a dreamer, again, and a realist. And then you can dream. Everyone, I find people are really talented. What happens is where I excel is punching through the wall of making it actually happen. And that isn't the pretty part. You know, the pretty part's the dream.
Yes.
Like, oh, I want to do this.
Right.
Then the reality sets in of all the roadblocks and where I excel, as the hard work ethic I learned from my mom and dad, is how are you going to get there? What are you going to do when they say no? Find a way. So my next big thing we're doing is I've been driving around all over where I grew up, and we're doing a big A&E special called The Origins of Brett Michaels Unbroken. And it all stems from my, like back in the day, it stems, if I could ever tell your listeners, just go to brettmichaels.com and pick up the first autobiography, which is my first autobiography. It's all pictures and stories, and people really relate because they can see me when I talk about the basement I'm rehearsing in. You actually see a photo of me down down there in front of you. Ready for this? My speakers and my mom in the background doing laundry. You can't make it up. I'm like, Mom, get out of the picture. You know what I mean? I'm like, she's in the background, like putting the laundry basket down. And it's in a Polaroid, so there's no fixing it.
Oh, no. No, not that.
Like our star moment. What are you doing? She's like putting the laundry in to the washer and dryer. And I've got all of our speakers stacked up. You know, it looks, and you can see the sump pump in the basement. You know what I mean? But that's what we got in the auto scrapography. I tell people, if you need a good laugh or just want to enjoy a story, check it out. But that's what back in the day in the A&E special are based on.
Well, we are so excited for you to be here in our area. And I'm going to throw that out to you when you're in the area, because we're close. We're right in Greencastle. So we're right on that Pennsylvania state line. So when you head back home or coming through,
where you're at.
You are more welcome to stop in. You can take over my shift if you like.
You and me are going to take it over. How about we share the takeover?
We can do that. We'll do a show together.
You and me. Yeah, we're going to share it.
That's fine. You come in. I'll push the buttons and you can talk.
All right. We'll both talk. How's that? We're going to make a good team.
All right. I love that. You just let me know and I will have the door open for you.
I love it. Well, thank you for all the great years. And if you listen to back in the day, I think this is what so many bands and people, I don't want them to forget how amazing the DJs and the VJs have kept it rock and real and relevant. And I do a big homage. You all playing music, me singing it, cranking it up. You introduced us to great stuff, and don't ever lose that energy. The world, if ever, needs it more now than ever.
Well, thanks for having our backs. Us as DJs greatly appreciate it. And I just love this back in the day. I've been watching the video. I'm probably one of those millions of viewers on repeat.
Because
it does. It takes you back to back in the day. And to see your growth, too, throughout the years is just, incredible.
And that's what it's meant to do. Besides the riff and the song and make you feel, it's to beat the winter blues. But I show you at 3 years old strumming the guitar. And then the next photo is me. It says, here I am at Texas Stadium this summer, strumming just like I was in the video. And people are really going, thank you for making it then to now. In other words, the glory days are still here around us. And that's what I try to tell my friends. It doesn't take anything to jump in your car and crank up some good tunes and go with your family and friends somewhere. I just refuse to let, even though life sends, I'm going to be front deep for a moment. Life hits us with a lot of responsibilities. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are self-induced, if you know what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just refuse to, I get this go around one time, I'm going to fill it up, this bucket up, as much as I can.
That's a great attitude to have. Even with your whole music is the universe language and not to unite us and not divide us. I just think that is beautiful and so accurate. So thank you for sharing that and saying that and keeping that. That should be also on a t-shirt, by the way.
I'm doing it.
We're don't forget me. Right, I was the I'm the little DJ here, so
listen,
you know we don't get paid.
Oh, I can guarantee you with my life rocks, we're going to start with the charity, and then we're going to take our shirts, and after every one of them, we'll just put the word TM, trademark.
Okay.
Every time you say it, just add TM.
I love it. Well, I'm going to tell everybody to definitely get in the car, put on their road theme, including your song Back in the Day, and head to Hollywood Casinos in Charlestown for your performance, the Party Gras Tour. It's happening Saturday, June 24th. Tickets are on sale, so head over to HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com to get those tickets before they are gone.
Last time that sucker sold out quick, so you know why? We treat people with respect. We're putting bandanas and beads on people. It's a party. It's just make it I call it a destination location concert. TM. DLC. DLC. Destination location concert. TM. And but go there. It's one of those nights you just put and go, this is going to be fun. Let's go to this.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you, Brett Michaels. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of that busy day of yours to give me a call and share all your knowledge and just love of music with us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have an awesome day, and I will see you very soon.
All right, hon.
Bye.
Bye.